Pomelos is used in preparation for the Chinese New Year and the celebrations upcoming to the season. So it's very important for us to get it before the Chinese New Year so the consumers there can buy it and then either gift it away as a gift to friends and family or has a presentation where they can use it for praise and stuff like that, celebrations. So it is very important to get in there before then, up until the 8th of February this year.
In terms of dollars per kilo, how much of a difference can it be?
It's usually about $2 to $3 extra per kilos for pomelos during the peak season, compared to standard pomelo prices on the market. And that's with preparations, what we've been doing with the pomelos, making it look more shinier, a lot more prettier, and giving some leaves with it as well.
I mean, I presume you just send down the fruit, but at the retail end, do they decorate them in any way?
Some do, yes. Some make it, put a lot of red ribbons on it. Sometimes it's decorations by the family itself or the consumer itself, and sometimes it's just the market agents or the seller or the greengrocers would actually either put it in a hamper or bundle it with other stuff. So being a large fruit, it's large is always, bigger is always the better.
It sounds like it's bought mostly for decoration. Is that right?
It is mostly bought for decorations because citrus are known to be able to sit on a stool for or stand for a long time. And ideally, during the Chinese New Year celebration, it goes on for about 15 days after the celebration. So you need to have it there. But you also, the apiary, including that, is also you must, it's good to be able to eat at the end. So you must have a good fruit that can hold that well as be eaten at the end of the day for, you know, if you're hungry and you're desperate.
Yeah. Now, we'll have people listening that have never had a pomelo before. How would you best describe the taste?
It's depending on the variety you pick. There are some varieties which are quite sweet. It won't be as sweet as an orange or a mandarin, but it'll be like a kind of a sweet. And there are some varieties which have a sweet sour taste. So you have an initial sour hit, then you have a sweetness at the end. So that's another type of variety. Yeah.
How do you eat it? Like just fresh, or do you put it into cooking?
We usually eat it fresh.
Yep.
So we'll peel the skin off, which is it's quite thick, and then we just eat the individual petals inside, and that's actually very juicy and it's very sweet. So we'll just eat it raw as is.
Now they're big.
Yes.
They're not called the king of citrus for nothing. How big can they get?
They can get quite large. I mean, last year we had a fruit that was about 3.5 kilograms, and that's compared to a standard one that's probably close to about 1 to 1.5 to 2 kilograms.
Wow.
So it can get bigger. Or, you know, and it really depends on the volume of the trees holding it. And it's quite an impressive sight when you see on a tree when you've got at least 100 fruit to 150 fruit on a tree that's no more than 3-4 meters high. And then you've got, you know, fruit that's probably 2-3 kilograms.
Wow.
It's quite a heavy fruit.
The branches must be made of tough stuff. Yeah.
It is. And you're surprised there, we have very, very little branch breakage. So it's pretty interesting how that they can hold that much fruit on the tree.